You're okay.
He said today would be the deciding day. How do you guys feel about him being available?
We'll have to see how he is.
Is it a decision that has to be made before he gets on the plane?
Maybe. But maybe not, too.
When you guys travel cross-country with any injured player, I mean, is that a factor in determining whether or not they'll go, just the potential worsening of an injury on the flight? Or
no. No, they'll be cared for on the flight. So if there's a possibility, they travel.
Did Corey have a setback with the hamstring?
No, he practiced yesterday. This is more a precaution than anything else.
The first time in, I guess, 4 weeks that, there's been the possibility of Nick's playing on a Friday. How much of a boost would he be if he were available in a critical game like this?
Well, naturally. Big. That would be a huge asset for our team. But we'll have to wait and see.
Is Rocky's injury something that may be longer, or is it just taking a slow time to heal, or what?
Well, it's a significant injury that just takes time. He's trying, he's working, he is better, but he's not to the point where he can, stop and start and all of that business. So it takes time.
In his absence, what have you seen from Kuhn, and what do you want to see from Austin?
Well, the two of them have got to be, big factors in the game this weekend, obviously because of the run. So they're going to have to play as well as they've ever played, and hopefully they're prepared to do that.
How is Hosley moving?
Pretty good.
Would you say he's all the way back, or still?
I wouldn't put any percentages on anything. I'd just say that he practiced and he moved around well.
Big deal. Return Sunday. Question.
We'll see.
If Hosley could play, is there a possibility for that nickel corner spot?
If he can play.
Has he shown an ability to be able to defend bigger targets? Obviously, he's not a big guy himself, but
it's a little early to say that. You hope so. I don't know that there have been that kind of matchups for him. He's kind of been in and out, so we'd have to wait and see.